This is Open Source Growth, Australia's number one SaaS marketing podcast, hosted by me, Dean Denny, founder and director of Owen Denny Digital. Get ready to deep dive into the world of direct response advertising, unlock the mysteries of digital marketing, master the art of copywriting, and drive massive revenue growth with cutting-edge customer acquisition strategies. From product-led growth to sales-led growth, we've got it all covered, and that's not all. Join us as we sit down with some of the brightest minds in our industries, founders, CMOs, who've been where you are and have made it to the other side with stories to tell and wisdom to share. We're not just about the strategies and the how-tos, we're here to fuel your drive with a heavy dose of motivation. Because in the world of SaaS, it's not about knowing the path, it's about charging down with it with all you've got. Whether you're looking to double, triple, or even 10x your SaaS company this year, open source growth is your ticket to the big leagues. So plug in, turn up the volume, and let's get your SaaS rocketing to new heights. Because here, it's not just growth, it's exponential growth, served with a side of fun and a sprinkle of the extraordinary. Welcome to Open Source Growth. Let the adventure begin. Hey, how are you going? It's Open Source Growth, and welcome. You're speaking with Dean, founder and director of OND Digital. In today's podcast, I don't want to get into marketing. I don't want to get into sales. I don't want to get into anything to do with software. And I want to get deep into the heart of what is holding us all back and these evil little insidious forces that lie within each and every of us that it's limiting us from reaching our full potential. And you probably guessed it, I want to talk about excuses today. But before we do, I want to tell you why this podcast has come at the time it's come. Again, I'm recording this on the 5th of March, 2024. A couple of weeks back, I got a phone call, and I was sitting in the car with my wife. And if those who follow along, you all may know Hannah is my beautiful wife, and she's also a copywriter at Owen Denny Digital, our marketing agency. And we received a phone call from American Express. Now, no, I want to just be fully transparent with you guys here. I'm human, and I believe that you listening to this podcast are human too. And when I received the phone call from American Express, I wasn't entirely sure what to pick up. And I remembered as I picked up the phone that, oh no, I've forgotten to pay my credit card in full this month. I pick up the phone expecting it's going to be a very hard conversation for this American Express rep to have. Not because of the fact that we haven't paid the credit card down. It's more a case of, or not even just so much paid the credit card down, but just forgot to pay. But the often grueling conversation that I can only assume other people who receive phone calls like this from American Express, what this situation could play out and be, and how the person on the other side of the phone could take it. Now, if you've received phone calls like this in the past, normally the person on the other end of the phone is very much, this is the way things are. You need to pay your stuff, otherwise this will happen to you. Very fear, uncertainty, doubt, little empathy, towing the company line, and generally very competent when it comes to communicating on the phone. But when I picked up, I heard this incredible human being who stuttered very incessantly battle through a phone call. His stuttering didn't really improve throughout the phone call. At the beginning, it was very bad. I can only assume anxiety and stress must have made it very difficult. But this fine gentleman, with his own set of challenges, battled through that phone call and put up a marvelous fight. And not only a marvelous fight, delivered one of the most incredible American Express experiences that I had received as a customer of theirs for over 5 years. Now, why am I telling you this? It just made me think that against all odds, human beings can be amazing and they can overcome the most incredible things that are put in front of them on this planet. This young man with a stutter was doing essentially a, almost a sort of phone sales job and was making it happen, and he was doing a bang up job of it. See, if you're afraid of making phone calls and you don't have a stutter, that's one gift that you've been given by God. There's also, in my local area, I live in the Geelong region of Australia, there's also a very famous roadside safety man that works for the RACV, which is the biggest insurance company in Victoria. And I remember one day my old car, my Volkswagen Golf, had a flat tire, and I had to get someone to help me out because for some reason the locks were seized and there was a couple of other issues with the car at the time. And I called the RACV company and they were going to send some person out, and they did send some person out. And I was in this car park in the back of the shopping center in Geelong. The guy came across. Little did I know, the man had one arm. So here I have been in my life where I've received a call with a flat tire, and the man that fixed it was a one-armed man who knew automotives back to front and was able to literally get the car up, take the tire off, unseat the bolts, put it back on, get everything sorted, organize all the paperwork, everything with a single arm, and he did it magically. In fact, this man is famous inside of the area. I don't know his name exactly, but if you're in Geelong and you call RACV, you could be likely helped with their roadside assistance situation with this man. But then also, I'll call him John from American Express, who was able to battle through that tough and challenging situation and was able to deliver incredible service with a stutter in what is essentially bone roll. What does that tell you? It tells you that there are people who make excuses and go, no, there are. And then there are people who battle with the adversity and they calm their excuses and they get the job done. And what camp are you? I was looking into this online and I was looking, where does the word excuse come from? And believe it or not, the word excuse is a Latin word. Ex, meaning out, causa, accusation, and then the Latin word excusare is to free from blame, and which was then adopted in the old French word of excuseur, which then became excuse in the times of English. And it's really funny to be free of blame. And often with these peculiar insidious forces of excuse, what we are trying to do here is get away from blame. Not only making excuses to avoid blame. So for instance, we don't wish we've been given a job, something went wrong, we point the finger and we blame others and we create an alibi or an excuse. But what's often at the very bottom of these things, these insidious forces called excuses, is that excuses are the subconscious defense mechanisms that prevent individuals facing their fears and stepping out of their comfort zones. And once you understand that you will have these knee-jerk thoughts or these knee-jerk ideas, you will be, once you start to look inwards and identify that you're saying certain things to yourself that only smoke, like maybe these aren't so true. Maybe these aren't so real. And when you look at your big goals and you ask yourself, why haven't I achieved this right now? And you write down all the reasons, all your excuses why you haven't reached your goals, how many of these are 100% real? And more often than not, excuses are made because we cannot deal with the fear, but we also cannot deal with how people will perceive us to be going through that beginner stage once again. When someone asks you to go do something adventurous that you don't feel you're comfortable doing, watch what will happen. Just say, for instance, I don't like skiing because I'm not very good at it. And if my friends ask me to go up to the slopes, Mount Buller, and ask, hey, Dean, want to go skiing this weekend? It's, nah, man, it's cold. I don't want to hurt my knees and all that sort of stuff. They're all bullshit excuses purely because of the fact that I don't want to look like the worst skier on the slope. I could be acknowledging it's like, hey, it might hurt my knees, I might get cold, I don't really have all the right equipment. These are all excuses, but I'm going to give it a go anyway. You could try that. You could push yourself moving forward. And what if you didn't? What if you actually looked at your excuses, blasted through them? How different would your life look? It's just so magnificent when you can push through all the bullshit that you're telling yourself and see what your life truly looks like. What's really funny, in my own business, I used to think that I was the only way that things could be done. But when I started to hire smarter people than me, I started leaning back and letting the smart people take care of problems that I once handled. And guess what? I let go. I became better. I had to find a new challenge purely because of the fact that I was enabling great people below me in my business to do great work. And that enables the entire business to scale effectively. It's really powerful once you can start to looking into these excuses. Because excuses prevent us reaching our goals. What were you set on planet Earth to do when you were born you knew no excuses. When you were born, you knew nothing but growth. When you're a little baby, you start out as an embryo, then you become a bigger baby, and then you become a child, and then you become an adolescent, and then you become a teenager or a youth or whatever, and then you become a full-blown adult. Like, you have always been growing, and you've always been aspiring, and you've always been achieving. It's society that's taught you how to make excuses, and it's your own self-awareness to recognize that these excuses are holding you back. For instance, if you thought, oh, I'll never be able to make it to America, be like, why would you never be able to make it to America? You live in Australia, you can get on a plane. Oh, I'm scared of airplane security. It's like, why are you scared of airplane security? Go deep into it. And a lot of the time, it's this emotional handbrake that you have on yourself, which realistically just needs to get blasted through or pushed through the use of whether you go see a psychologist or a life coach, or you have a conversation with a strong friend who will support you regardless of how things are going. Because here's the crazy thing. If you keep on making excuses, you're not going to grow. And if you keep making these excuses and you're not growing, guess what's going to happen? Your business isn't going to grow. Your relationship's not going to grow. Your finances aren't going to grow. Everything is not going to happen. And your life will start to become not from a growth phase, but it will start to enter a decay phase. You simply do not want this in your life. So now that we've gone through the psychology behind excuses, what will this have on your growth and development? Let's come up with some strategies to overcome excuses and to take action. So the first thing you need to do in order to overcome your excuses is to develop some practical steps to identify and challenge your own excuses. One of the easiest ways to do this is by having a look at your goals. First things first, don't even set them. Have a look at the goals that are in front of you that are existing there. For instance, just say you want to make $150,000 this year, which is a noble goal for so many of you. And I damn well respect every single one of you. I have been there. I have done that. I know how tough that can be. Now, when you try to go about generating your first $150,000, you're going to make a lot of excuses. I don't have the network. I don't have the this. I don't have the that. I don't have the this. I don't have the money. Great. Now you have those excuses. Now then go about looking at every single one of them and ask why this is true. Go through those exercises. Go through all those excuses. Write down why you think these might be true. And then on the other side of that ledger, ask why could this be false? And then lament on that and really invest some time and energy into developing why this could be false. Because you want to focus on what you can do and not so much what you can't do. And that's when it always helps to have some form of accountability partner in your corner. See, one of the best accountability partners you'll have in your life, and the married men in the room will understand that, is having a wife in your life. Like, my wife has been the most incredible accountability partner I have ever seen. And she will call me out on my shit every single day. Hannah is phenomenal. And often you need to have someone ruminating around you or living near you or being in that same room as you to see what you're saying and see what you're doing and to essentially be like, hey, you said you were going to do this. You didn't do it. Look what's happened. Look at the impact of your word not being honored. There is a problem here. You need to fix it. that will change the way you do things. It'll force you to level up. Because at the end of the day, your excuses are preventing you from leveling up. For someone to meet you head on, to hold you accountable, to hold you to your word, that's going to change things. And more importantly, you need to make the mindset shift where you can do, not so much you can't do. You need to use goals to drive actions and not your circumstances to prevent them. So guys, what is your excuse? I want to know what you guys can work on this week to help you overcome the internal voice of, no, you can't do it. I want to see what you're going to be putting in place to overcome, because I cannot wait to see it. I cannot wait to see what you guys are going to do, what you're going to implement, what you're going to lay down, and how you're going to take life by the scruff of the neck and make greatness happen for you. Guys, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for tuning in to Open Source Growth. My name is Dean. Have an amazing week. Bye-bye.